Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For joining us, we turn our attention to high school football. And this Thursday, big game up in Broward County. Douglas High School, Monarch High School, two undefeated teams. Two teams that are in Northwest Broward that don't get the play that a lot of programs do in South Florida. But certainly Monarch over the last couple of years, and certainly this year under head coach Dante Lombardi, have been doing extremely well. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Blue, thank you. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing excellent, and so are you guys. Two big wins to start the year off. A lot of good publicity surrounding the program. From a quarterback who went out last week and threw for a bunch of yards again and touchdowns, and then pledged money to the relief over in the Bahamas, which is big time. It just seems like you guys have built kind of a really good organization there. The kids are all buying in with a really good coaching staff. Talk about that as you head to a pretty big game on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll start off with the staff, like you just said. I mean, back in 2014, just Calvin Davis and Coach Coons just leading the way, and we kind of took that mentality back, bringing them back on the staff as our coordinators, and then great additions with Coach Miller and Coach Baldwin. And like you said, four former head coaches, it's just you can see what amazing things we could do, and the kids bought in. Ever since January, just the bonding and the culture, doing everything right, and it's showing, and the kids are seeing it.
And you have a lot of young kids, but to your credit, with that coaching staff, with the seniors like the Bobby McLaughlins and guys like that who've been around and who are vocal leaders, I mean, it's made the job a lot easier. I mean, because sometimes you get a bunch of young kids. You have seniors, but not very vocal seniors. That's not the case with you. You have kids that want to step up, that want to take the leadership role, and that's why you guys are in the position that you're in. Talk about that, because I think that's very understated, and I think that's very important to any team, to have kids on the field who, obviously you don't want them to be your coaches, but you want them to be that liaison between the coaches and the younger kids.
Right, yeah, defensively, no doubt. Bobby McLaughlin, I mean, as short as he is, the heart, the way he plays, and just the leadership is bigger in size than he is, and that really shows. And he's our overall leader. And then offensively, between Bronner and Alexis as our receivers, they really stepped up this year and became vocal leaders. And then we have, of course, like you said, Peter Samora. Not really a vocal leader, but he's one that will do everything right. And guys see that, and they go forward. So it's really playing a role this year, something we didn't have last year.
And Coach, that's a good point, too, because you have somebody, and we talked to Pete on the show last week, and you have somebody who's just a sophomore, but he's wise beyond his years. He's been around this game for a long time. He's taken his ups and downs. He's a guy that learns from mistakes. And certainly, it doesn't really matter what year they are, whether they're a freshman or a senior. As long as they're wearing your jersey, they've displayed that leadership. And he seems like he kind of rallies the kids, which is great. And you want that out of your quarterback. Talk about him, because I think that's a special individual, not just as a football player, but as a person in the classroom. I'm sure you don't ever hear from any of his teachers, except for positives. I mean, he does extremely well. He's a faith-based kid who has a parental system that is second to none. Talk about somebody like Pete, who's been a leader, but he's a young kid.
For sure. First thing, we always preach is academics, and there's never any issues with him. Straight-A student, can't get anything less with his parents. And it shows, and it pushes the other kids to do better. He'll tutor them. He'll help them out. Off the field, he does everything right. He buys in. I mean, started with 7-on-7s. Then in the summertime, working with coaches, we brought in a good quarterback coach and Coach Poole that he gets along with. And they're doing their things nights and weekends, watching film. So off the field, he's doing everything right. And it's showing when, 76%. completions, almost 800 yards and 12 touchdowns, and that's really on eight quarters of play for say. You know, it's showing, and he's going to keep producing. He's got 2 years ahead. He's going to be bright.
Yep, no doubt. Dante Lombardi, the head coach at Monarch. And, you know, for Northwest Broward, they rarely gets that spotlight. But this Thursday, you got a really good spotlight. You have a Douglas team at, with Coach Short, who's done a tremendous job and taken over for Coach May. They're off to a really good start. They went up to Orlando and came away with a big win. They've been playing competitive. Obviously, everybody knows what's gone down at that school, you know, in the wake of that tragedy over a year ago. And they've kind of regrouped, and it really makes it a special game this Thursday. Two teams that are looking for that, you know, that recognition, two teams that never get that publicity, never get that spotlight. Talk about that and why people should come out, because I don't think that anybody has a choice. There's not a lot going on Thursday night. I think this is a great game, a great venue to see a game. Talk about this game. Let's build it up a little bit.
Great. First, like you said, I mean, Coach Short has done a tremendous no doubt. You could see it. You could see watching film, just the discipline and the ability that his team has. It's not an easy job to take over at that school, but he's done great. And yeah, just coming out with our talent, with their talent. They're very physical up front. Our D-line's been playing well, so it'll be a true test in the trenches, which will be fun. And then just the athletes we have on the outside, it'll be a really fun game to watch. Going to be a close one. Really
I'm excited. Dante, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll see you out there Thursday night. I'm really looking forward to this. I think it's going to be an awesome matchup, and I hope everybody comes out there Thursday night. They're playing at Douglas High School. Starts at 7 o'clock. No excuse not to be there. Two really good high school football teams. Coach, again, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks.
Anytime. Good stuff. Dante Lombardi, I'll tell you, if you're from Northwest Broward, you know that those teams, the Taravellas, the Coral Springs, they never get that opportunity to get in a spotlight. But with Monarch and Douglas this week, it's on a Thursday, a great game coming up. We're excited.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.